Welcome to this edition of Hawks Talk, a weekly sports show dedicated to the stories behind the scenes of McMurray University Athletics. So we're back on the Hawks Talk podcast with new head men's and women's swimming coach Mark Ditto. He would say he's not new because he's been around swimming for a long time, but he's new to McMurray. So, Coach, I got to ask you, I've never asked you this, how did you get into this?
Into the college
end? No, just into swimming in general.
You know, I have to leave it up to my little brother. He joined Summer League one summer when he was about 10. And by the end of the summer, he was swimming faster than I am, and it really ticked me off. So the next year I joined, that fall I joined club swimming, because I could not have my little brother beating me in the pool. And I fell in love with it from
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And then it they couldn't get me out of the pool.
Yeah.
And I became like the summertime with like a pool rat all summer long, hanging out at the summer pool, couldn't wait for swim season, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And, you know, fell in love with it and decided I wanted to be a coach when I was about 15, mm-hmm. 16.
Yeah.
My summer league coach asked me to stick around and help out with practice. He was shorthanded, and I was like, I love this. I mm-hmm. love teaching kids this sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's when I knew I wanted to be a coach. Yeah.
And we are actually on the deck at the Phyllis Family Swimming Center. You can hear the fans in the background. They're getting ready, 3 weeks before your home opener?
Yeah, about 2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow. So looking back at coaching for you, did you ever expect to be where you are now? I mean, especially the accolades side of things. I mean, you're like the head of the U.S. Swimming Organization for High School Coaches. How did that all come about?
You know, I had some really good mentors mm-hmm. in my career. Bill Walker, from Northeast ISD, was my first aquatic director in Northeast. David Johnson. And, you know, they started pulling me into these meetings. And they're like, hey, we need you to come to this meeting. Come sit in and learn. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So that's how I got involved with the State Coaches Association. I was involved with the local LSC for USA mm-hmm. Swimming mm-hmm. for a while. And it just kept building into it more and more things. And and eventually, you know, became the head of the NISCA now. I first started out volunteering as the Girls All-America Chair, which I still am.
Yeah.
If you love the sport, you love swimming, you always find a way to keep giving back.
Yeah. So. Now, let's look at your teams. First year with McMurray, I mean, you kind of came in...
Yeah, well, September 1.
September, that's right. September 1,
you came in. I've been here a month.
So you've been here a month. It's kind of quick. A lot of people like to use the phrase drinking out of a fire hose, and I'm sure you've had to deal a little bit. But as you look at these men's and women's teams, what have you been seeing in the preseason?
Sam and I, my assistant, are loving the engagement with the kids. They're buying into what we're trying to get across to them. They're eager to learn. They're asking questions and... about, hey, why are we asking me to do it this way? Mm-hmm. And we're like, give them the explanation. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, mm-hmm. that makes sense. And, you know, we're trying and they're tweaking. We've made some changes in their workout routine a little bit. So we're focusing a lot more on the dry land and strength component and then getting them in the water afterwards. And so they're starting to see some physical changes in their bodies, which I don't think they really realize, but mm-hmm. I can see it.
You know,
their legs are getting toner, their backs are getting stronger.
Yeah.
So we're excited to see how this is going to play out. I mean, these first couple of weeks, it's all just like base training.
Yeah.
So, you know, by the time we get ready for our first really big invite where we're going to rest a little bit forward, it's going to be in November. We're really hoping to see, okay, where are we at before we head into the big, heavy holiday training period.
Yeah. So as you head into your opener tomorrow at UT, against UT Permian Basin, what are you looking for?
I'm just looking for some good racing. Uh-huh. And this is a good point for me to just start, you know, piecing out. I mean, we do a lot of explaining in practice, but we want to see how that's conveying what we're telling them in practice uh-huh. into meets. And so then we can just say, okay, these are the little pieces that we still got to keep working on down the road.
Yeah.
We're giving them hints why we do sets certain ways. Like we did a set the other night where we did some short widths across the diving tank where we asked them to be underwater for the last 25, the last width of the pool. And they're like, I'm like, feeling the burn in your lungs on that. Uh-huh. They're like, well, that's what you're going to feel going off that last wall.
Yeah.
And we want you to be underwater uh-huh. for that last wall because that's the crucial point mm-hmm. for maintaining speed for the end of the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're getting the buy-in and understanding what there's a method to our madness, so to speak.
I'm sure, like a lot of coaches, you're probably going to be of the opinion that what I see between meet one and two is going to be the real...
Yeah, absolutely. Meet one and meet, probably for us, I think meet three are going to be good gauging points.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to see steady progress every couple of weeks, what we're doing. But a lot of things that we're going to be changing, you know, kids are going to changing events quite a bit. Uh-huh. We want to challenge them. We want to see, you know, get them out of their comfort zone. Uh-huh. One thing I don't want to do is to have the kid swim the exact same events every single uh-huh. meet uh-huh. because it just wears down on them. Because it rarely do you see a linear drop in swimming times.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so you got to change things up because a lot of times you may be in a plateau and you got to work on something else for a while before you go back to your event.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're seeing some things, kids, I think, surprising in some of their strokes. I'm like, you should be swimming this event.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
From
yeah.
what we're seeing. Yeah. Why are you swimming that event?
Mm-hmm.
But I've always swam this event. I'm like, well, I think you might be pretty good at this other one here. So.
You've been around this for a long time. What have you seen as being the biggest key to a season in swimming?
Consistency. Mm-hmm. You know, staying healthy, being in practice as often as possible. We try and tell the kids and get them to understand this is, you're trying to build up your frequent swimmer miles, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So every practice that you're putting those swimmer miles in so you can cash in for that big ticket
yeah.
at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, staying healthy and being consistent is a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
But we also understand, you know, being a student athlete, their classes are important. Mm-hmm. So we've made arrangements for makeup times. We maybe had one come in here shortly that's making up workout time uh-huh. because they got to miss because they got to be in a lab later on.
Yeah.
So we're being as flexible as possible, getting them in mm-hmm. whenever we can get them in, just mm-hmm. so they keep that buildup of the miles that they're going to need down the road.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Hawks Talk. Please follow us each week or follow along on Google, Spotify, or Apple Podcast applications on your smartphone.